Good morning, listeners. We're back. This is Yu Chen.
Dan.
And Charlie. So, in local news, coming out of the University of Melbourne, air pollution is now recognized as one of the greatest threats to human health, according to the World Health Organization. Ships are a major air pollution source, so in 2020, to mitigate this, the International Maritime Organization took action, placing heavy restrictions on the amount of sulfur allowed in shipping fuel. This policy was successful, however, it inadvertently introduced a new problem, which was fewer particles in the atmosphere, leading to more of the sun's radiation into the ocean, which is warming the reef, which caused the mass coral bleaching event in 2022. Thankfully, with the University of Melbourne's current research that was just published today, they can intervene by using aerosol that cools the ocean using sea salt instead of sulfur. This makes the clouds and sky reflect more, which potentially mitigates severe coral bleaching. And Australia is leading the way in researching this futuristic technology. In other local news, tech-savvy Claremont couple, Steve and Emma Kuchin, have developed flood detection software that warned neighbouring households of impending events within hours of the flood threat. Notably, the couple wanted this endeavour to be free to access due to frustration of expensive new software requirements for local governments to access data. The website is now tracking flood water as it heads towards Rockhampton.
In national news, Western Australia's Environmental Protection Authority, in their new report, have recommended a Valhalla fracking project, triggering protests and community action, calling on the state's Environment Minister, Matthew Swinburne, to reject the proposal. The Independent Expert Scientific Committee stated that evidence provided by Valhalla was, quote, not sufficient to assess the project's potential impacts on surface and groundwater resources, a month before this report from the EPA was released. With the protest in Broome on Thursday, organised by Environ's Kimberley, having many of their speakers state that the fracking will be too close to protected country, threatening water, wildlife and the region's tourism industry, and have a devastating impact on the Murawarra Fitzroy River. In other national news, over 1,000 cane toads have been seized following a community cane toad bust in Darwin's Botanical Gardens. More than 90 volunteers showed up on Tuesday night to participate in the garden's first pest management event held in over a decade. Typically reserved for the wet season, these cane toad busts aim to reduce the fatalities of local wildlife and pets that occupy the grounds. According to George Brown, Botanic Gardens Director Ben Louis, the species has decimated the frill-neck lizard population in the area and has also caused concerns to people walking their dogs through the gardens. The captured toads are set to be stored in fridges and freezers to humanely euthanize them, and they will be then sent to a taxidermist.
Following by international news, a female entrepreneur selling online classes recently sparked controversies on Chinese social media, as her class involves vulgar sex content. A clip of her class went viral on Chinese TikTok, featuring her teaching female students how to act more feminine to attract men. The clip quickly became a trend, followed by sarcastic imitations from influencers and celebrities, criticizing her idea of being subordinate to men and creating a negative influence on women. Her classes alone have made approximately $5 million Australian dollars, and her social media account has been set to private as she receives more and more attention and the controversy is heated. Further investigation shows that besides selling online classes that claim to increase women's sex intelligence, she is relevant to 8 registered companies and is in the positions of shareholders and CEOs. These companies own several commodity lines of adult products and lingeries, claiming to make women the pleaser. Followed by the weather today, it is 9 a.m., and it's cloudy with a chance of sprinkle of rain. It is 28 degrees but feels like 29. The wind has increased over the last hour, settling at a gust of 13 knots. The cloud cover is 68% and is egregiously humid at 62%. At 9 a.m. there's average fish activity on the Brisbane River, with the second best fishing time being now till 9:46 a.m.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.